the CEO of 11 Arches, Anne Isabel, is with us on the phone now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Harry.
Welcome to Bishop FM on this Saturday breakfast. And how are you feeling now that Kinran is just about on the brink of coming to the end of its second season?
Oh, I'm very excited about the day to come because it's very special for all of us. We've worked really incredibly hard all season to produce something that was worrying the crowd. At the end of the evening, there will be tears, I know that. But it's only a small au revoir, and we'll be back next year, for another exhilarating season.
Yes, I believe there is a recruitment taking place at the moment, isn't there? You're looking forward to volunteers, although I'm sure many of them that are with you at the moment wish to stay.
Oh, they do. However, you know, some people have changing conditions in their lives. You've got a new mother, you've got a new job, you're pregnant, your kids need more attention because this year at school is difficult. So there are lots of things that make some of our volunteers step away for a little bit. So we're always looking to bring new people, but we have a core of very hard supporters.
Yeah, 1,500 volunteers of that order, I do believe.
Absolutely. And they are incredibly proud of what they've done and what they've achieved, and rightly so. It's been colossal this year.
Do you know how they managed to get the name the Archers?
Yes, we decided it because it's an extension of, obviously, it's a play on the word of 11 Arches that is taking the name from the viaduct.
Yes.
But it's also, there's a little bit of poetry behind that, because an archer is only as good as the archery tools that he's got. And actually, even the weapon itself, you've got the bow, but the arrow is nothing without the bow, and the bow nothing without the arrow. So it's really trying to portray people who are bold and willing to do something. However, it takes a lot of other ingredients to make the success. So that was the choice.
I see. Oh, well, all is explained now.
There you go.
Exciting new developments then that we are reading about and hearing about from 11 Arches. What is planned exactly?
It's actually, we are delighted to be in a position to actually move a bit forward in our in what were plans in terms of aspirations, but we were never sure when we would be in a position to do so. The intuition we had when we started producing Kinran was that there was something in the concept of entertaining people. It's basically family entertainment for all ages. It's a little bit to an outdoor production what Saturday Night TV is. That said, it's unusual because of its format. It's outdoor, it's live action, so it's like a movie on stage. Mm. When we launched Kinran, we were utterly not surprised, but delighted at the reception that the concept had, and it's been confirmed this year. We managed to have a big increase in our TripAdvisor ratings, and the excellent and very good ratings are in the order of 95%. We were at 91 last year. Now, it may sound, 4% not a lot, but it means that it keeps creeping up, and it means that we're doing something right. So on that basis, we are trying to define how we can add more of the same concept and attract even more people to Bishop Auckland, and with a different visitor pattern, probably during the day, to complement what we already have.
This could take how long?
Gary, I'm taking your bookings for summer 21, possibly summer 20, and hopefully something in summer 19.
Wow.
So take your checkbook. No, we're launching the phase that will take us through all the various steps, from ensuring that we have the concept indeed at some legs in terms of business plan, how we mix things up, how many shows do we need to produce, how many ancillary activities do we need to have, which ones, all of the things we've thought about over the years. But now it's trying to put together packages in steps to make sure that, as I said, whenever we have a visitor through the door, they are entertained and excited for the time they're with us. So that will take a little bit of time, and then from then onwards, we will start raising money alongside, you know, greater definition of the concept and all the technical design. So that's a process that would probably last about 18 months. And hopefully in the same time frame, although there's always an uncertainty on that front, we will try to get our planning consents in place to put spades in the ground sometimes in 2019.
Right. So thinking well ahead then.
Yes, but all these things take time, and you don't want to be rushed. You want to get it right. We've got this season over 30% of our visitors who came from outside the region. That's huge. Now, if we want to keep them longer in Bishop Auckland and around, we need to find something that will really justify them to stay, because the competition is immense. They have the choice to jump on a train to Edinburgh, and so there's a lot at stake, but we think we're onto something that is quite successful.
Anne Isabel, thank you very, very much indeed for your time this morning. I know how busy you are.
No, it's a pleasure. Have a lovely day. Bye.